Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels like that is going to be the case for us.
Man, oh man, welcome on in.
Man, I'm getting started to catch a little anxiety now though, man.
We got a bus trip to plan, ladies and gentlemen. We got a real one to plan. Eagles 37, Rams 20. This football team is 9-2. They have won 7 straight football games. And they may have the MVP of the NFL on their team. And his name is Saquon Barkley. Welcome on in. So much talk about it today. 215-592-9494. As Hugh Douglas, the Eagles go down to Los Angeles, go out to Los Angeles last night and dominate. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, for all y'all cats sliding in my DMs and leaving me twits, hair grows back. So, you know, that does not faze me. Mm. You know, you talking about how I might have to shave and all this other stuff. Hair grows back. Just like I grew this beard, I've shaved it off before. And it grew back, and I grew another one. So there's that. So, you know, y'all ain't hurting my feelings or anything like that telling me that I might have to shave because, hell, I agreed to it. And if it gets us to New Orleans, so be it. So hair grows back.
Well, and the team I'm watching right now, Hugh Douglas, looks like it has a legitimate and real and every week stronger chance and stronger case to get to New Orleans. They go to Los Angeles last night, and you and I both said on the pregame show, this feels like a tricky game. It just feels like a tricky game against a team with a good quarterback, 2 good receivers, a young defense. Like, it had all the elements of maybe the Eagles would drop their first in a while. It had all those elements. And, you know, for about a half, it felt like, all right, we go back and forth. And then there's a theme that's playing out here, Hugh, and it keeps playing out week after week after week. The Eagles wear teams down on both sides of the football, but specifically on the offensive side because of their offensive line and this running back. And let me just say it now. I'll say it now. An hour from now, we might do a little eulogy here. I was dead wrong. I mean, when the Eagles signed Saquon Barkley, I said, wow, amazing player, great player, but he's a running back, right? Like, well, how much difference could he make? He makes a big difference. Right now, you know, Hugh, I wanted to wait to say this because I wanted to give this some time to breathe in terms of just watching him play over the course of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But, Hugh, I'm ready to say it now. After 255 yards, after 302 yards from scrimmage last night.
He went ya-ya.
I got to say, Hugh, I'm ready to put him in a category. My lifetime, since I've been on this earth, there have been a group of running backs that stood above everybody else. It was Walter Payton. It was Emmitt Smith. It was Barry Sanders. It was LaDainian Tomlinson. It was Adrian Peterson. Last year, I felt that Christian McCaffrey entered that territory, and I'm ready to put Saquon Barkley there now. We're watching all-time stuff. He's on pace to break the all-time rushing record. This is incredible. I didn't think he'd make this much of a difference. I was so wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. Right now, if I had a vote, he's the NFL MVP.
You know what the wild thing about it, and I just thought about this, Joe. You're talking about a guy who's in his sixth year in the NFL.
I think it's seventh.
Seventh year.
Yeah,
seventh,
yep.
Whatever it is. This is for all the Giants fans. He wasted away in New York. He wasted away with the Giants for 6 seasons. And he has been here and has been rejuvenated. You know what he looked like last night? You know what last night to me looked like? Saturday. And what I mean by that, people, for y'all that understand, it was like a Saturday college football game. He looked like Ashton Jeanty out there running, and that's the running back for Boise State for people that don't know. He looked like him out there running against, you know, college kids. He's having fun. His personality is that, like, I never knew he had that much. We always heard about him having personality.
Yep.
But now you're starting to hear stories about him and his college days and how, you know, unassuming he's always been, how low-key he's always been, how humble he's always been. And he's gotten with a good team. And he's shown no signs of slowing down. You know what? Last night, he had one run. The one run where he got hit in the hole. And Coach Sirianni, they cut a pan of pitcher to him on the sideline. And Coach Sirianni looked like he was about to cry. And after that, I started looking at his runs. Joe, you know, the thing about Saquon Barkley that I've seen over the last couple of weeks, and I had to think about this for a minute, is that he doesn't take a whole lot of hard hits.
Well, he almost delivers more punishment.
He's more of a punishing runner. And even with that, like I think back about some of the running backs you're talking about, AP. AP used to let people have it, and he used to get hit a lot at the line. I remember Sean Alexander. He used to be a physical type runner. About time Saquon gets hit, he's already 6 yards into the backfield of the opposing defense. And a lot of those corners, as we like to know, that we do know, they make business decisions. Mm-hmm. He's not taking that kind of punch. I say all that to say this. I'm long talking a little bit, y'all. Let me cook. I say all that to say this. He's not taking that punishment that you're worried about. And every week that he runs the ball, this man looks rejuvenated. I'm not worried about next year. I think that he'll be fine. I think the way that he works out, he'll be fine. Man, he just looks – he looks unbelievable.
It's remarkable we're watching right now. 215-592-9494, Eagles 37, Rams 20. They've won 7 games in a row. Some of the numbers seem fake. Like, when I read them, I'm like, wait, is this real?
This is like the Madden game.
It is. So Saquon Barkley right now is averaging 149.9 yards per game from scrimmage, okay? The NFL record for a season is 143.3. If he stays on this pace, he's going to break the rushing record. He's going to break the yards from scrimmage record. He is 608 yards away from 2,000. They have 6 games to go. Like, it's all right there. Saquon,
let him break it. I had a thought this morning.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Man,
let that man run. Because you don't get where he is right now is probably where he thought he would have been when he was with New York and had the opportunity to do that. Let him go. Let him go.
This is, you know, I think you said this actually the day we had the discussion of whether or not he could be a true difference maker in terms of wins and losses. Hugh, you compared, I think it was you. Remember that day that the comparison of the show came up to 04 TO. It does have some of those vibes. I mean, he has taken this team, which was obviously talented, but it's added an element that is unstoppable. And then you add in, and I want to make sure we give credit to everyone here, and we'll get to all your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Here you add in 2 more elements last night. The defense, which just continues to be outstanding. Like,
my take about to join yours.
Yeah, we're lowering them right in the ground. Yeah, it's on life support. It is it's flatlining here. Hugh, that defense last night. The Rams moved the ball early, right? First couple drives, they moved the football. Kyron Williams had the fumble, which obviously helped the Eagles. But after that, they just clamped down. 0 for 8, the Rams were on third down. Vic Fangio, man. And last night, we can't say it was a rookie quarterback. We can't say it was a bad quarterback.
It was a veteran guy.
It was Matthew Stafford, who's got a Hall of Fame case. It was 2 big-time receivers. It was Sean McVay. Didn't matter. It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. And real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Big Play Slay. I know he got a lot of heat last year for having to take about not tackling and getting concussed. Mm. He's been tackling the last couple of weeks, man, so much so that there hasn't been a game in the last couple of weeks where he hasn't been out because he's been trying to tackle folks.
Yeah, he put his body on the line.
He put his body on the line, man. So I just wanted to give him a shout-out because I know he took a lot of heat last year for some of the comments he had. Yesterday, he you could tell when Slay's not out there how different this team is, man, and he got hurt, so wishing him a speedy recovery.
They did everything last night. They got after the quarterback. They ran the football as good as anybody in the NFL. They have as good of a player as anyone in the NFL right now in Saquon. Jalen played a really, really good game, efficient, got away from sacks. They did everything, and they won the game by 3 scores on the road. This is a special football team right now. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts after the game, the winning quarterback, about the team, the game, and, of course, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon, tonight he set an NFL record. He has the most yards from scrimmage in the first 11 games with a new team, 1702. For yourself, though, having to shoulder so much of the running game of the past years, you mentally, what does that give you, knowing that you got a guy, honestly, to turn it, you can hand it that guy 20 times, and it doesn't, you know, have to wear and tear on you. You don't have to shoulder the load.
I think it gives me some time on the back end. but he's a hell of a player. You know, I think we're fortunate I know we're fortunate to have him. I'm fortunate to have him. He's playing his tail off, and he's having fun. And I think that's the winning is the most important thing. It's probably the second most important thing. But it's relative. But the different, it just added a new dimension for us, you know. And we just have to continue to build off of that. You know, I think just continue to build.
Well, they're building. I mean, seven straight wins is building as much as you can during a season. They have been not just winning these games, they've been dominant, outgaining these teams by hundreds of yards every game. Let's hear from Sirianni on Saquon and what he sees watching this kid play.
Coach, Saquon, man, went crazy tonight. Just what did you guys see coming in to know that you'll be able to attack this Rams run defense?
Good. That's a really good defensive line and a good defense. I got a lot of respect for Chris Shula. Had the opportunity to interview him for a job a couple years ago. Got so much and worked with him, so a ton of respect for that. And I've worked with Greg Williams, great coach before, Giff Smith, all those guys. So I know they got good players and they got good, really good coaches. You know, Saquon's a special player. Offensive line played special against a very good. That's a good defensive line. It's a very good defensive line. And we came into this game knowing that we had our hands full with them. So hats off to our players. And that's a good scheme. I think Chris did a good job of mixing things up, making it hard for us to know what's to get a beat on things. And we were able to hit a couple home runs. Saquon has that ability to hit home runs. And so sometimes that's how it goes. You get some short gains, boom, home run. And Saquon's that type of player. And our offense line did a good job at handling the
Saquon is that kind of player. He has that ability to hit those home runs as well as anyone I've ever seen. I mean, Barry Sanders, LaDainian Tomlinson, AP could do it. But Saquon, with this offensive line, this is remarkable. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the win. Saquon Barkley, who, by the way, now has the third shortest odds for NFL MVP. He is remarkable.
He jumped, didn't he?
It was 150-1 like 3 weeks ago. He's remarkable. He's a difference maker. And I'm so happy that I was dead wrong on Saquon.
It's okay to be wrong, dog.
We're wrong every day. I'm wrong
every
all the time.
Day.
It's not okay.
It is.
We're trying to grow here, Kyle. We're trying to grow. Man, I love watching Saquon play. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles win in LA by 3 scores?
So I don't know what it was about last night, like, because it was just one win, but it almost kind of snuck up on me that we're 9-2 and we have a legitimate Super Bowl season on our hands all of a sudden. And maybe it's just because we talk about so many different things with this team, but to go into L.A., and I know the Rams don't have a great record, but Stafford's a damn good quarterback. Mm-hmm. They have a good offense. Like, they're a decent team, a playoff-contending team. And the way that we just physically dominated them was had to have been the most complete win of the entire season for this Eagles team. And, like, as somebody who's been trying to get an elite running back on this team for a long time now, like, last night, and really the entire season, is the difference you see. Because we have a great O-line, and other running backs can be efficient. They can have good yards per carry numbers behind this O-line. But Saquon, man, he can hit a home run on any given play, and he has completely changed this offense. Like, this might be the most dynamic rushing attack I've ever seen for a Philadelphia Eagles team. And it's like, I truly believe we can ride this thing all the way to a Super Bowl. So let's gas up the bus, baby. Eastbound and down.
Loading up and trucking, Hugh?
Come on, Hugh.
A couple weeks ago, I've always been on the Super Bowl train when it came to this team.
Bus.
Well, you know what I mean. But now the thought, watching that game last night.
Yep.
I was like, damn.
Feels real now.
About to ride to Louisiana. Mm-hmm. With 50 crazy ass Eagle fans, damn.
So the thought and we'll go to the phones here in a second.
It seems light right now.
Yeah,
by
it does.
The way.
Seem, we're gonna have to find ways. Like, this might have to be a lottery system to give away these tickets. 215-592-9494.
What the hell I didn't got myself into?
A heck of a lot of fun is what I say. All right, you know what hit me last
that
night?
That's what you say now.
It's gonna be great. You know what hit me last night? and this night? Might sound crazy, but I'm gonna say it anyway. With this O-line, if Jalen plays smart and doesn't make mistakes, this home run hitter in the backfield, that receiver, I mean, A.J. Brown, we didn't even have Devontae Smith last night, the defense, the way it's playing, it's almost hard to think of them losing now. Like, if they play well, if they play their game, they'd have to go up. The only way I see them losing games the rest of the season is if they just happen to see one or two other teams in the whole league that might be a scotch better. But, like, down the stretch of the season, when they play the Steelers, that'll be billed as a tough game. They should beat them, right? The Ravens this coming week, that'll be billed as a tough game, but I don't see why they don't go to Baltimore and beat them. They right now, what don't they do well? They stop you on third down. They get after the quarterback. They take the ball away. They don't turn it over. They run it. They throw it. I mean, right now, there's not anything after the game you say, that was, like, last night, what's the weakness? I didn't see one thing last night that was a weakness.
You know what jumped out to me? And you know we get to talk to him every week, Jordan Mailata. Jordan Mailata last night was out there, little boy in Jerry Burse. A couple times where he just threw it down. And I'm ad-libbing. And I hope he's on the show tonight. I hope he's on the Players Club tonight because I want to ask him. Because it looked like a couple times he told Jared, hey, sit down, little boy. This is a grown man's game, right? That's what he looked like he was saying when he laid him down on the ground. And then Jared Verse came back and he set Jordan on his ass. That was a physical game last night. Braden Fist, those cats were bringing it up front. That was probably the best defensive line you faced all year long.
And they ran for 300-plus yards on
Yes. So I watched that game last night. I had a couple thoughts running through my head. If you know who watched that game last night, the Detroit Lions.
Sure did.
And you know what they said when they watched that physical game being played? We got a problem. Like, I don't care. All the Detroit fans that wanted to call in last week with all that bravado about Detroit, You watched the real football team last night, and I know that you thought, if you thought in your heart of hearts, the way y'all been blowing teams out, you know you got your hands full with that Eagles team.
It feels like a collision course. I know you did. All right, 215-592-9494.
You're going to mess around and find
Why
out.
Why hasn't Cy Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
At least we're saying it in an exciting way today.
It was exciting to watch, man. They looked to me last night. In one game, with that game being as physical as it was, they looked unbeatable.
That's the feeling I had. Like, how did they lose? If they play like that, if they play that way, then we're going.
I'm not worried about going to Detroit. Indoors, outdoors, Detroit need to be worried about us.
I like that. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Let's get to the phone lines here. Reactions to the Eagles win. Saquon Barkley, if I had a ballot in front of me right now, I'd put him number one. He's the MVP of the league. He has been the best football player in the NFL this year. I believe that now after seeing the 11 games. Last night was exclamation point. We're watching again, I waited on this, but I now put him in that class. Peyton, Smith, Sanders, Tomlinson, Peterson, McCaffrey, Saquon, the best backs I've ever seen. He belongs in that class. He's been that amazing. The defense was excellent again last night. Jalen was really good again last night. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done.
That was so terrible.
That's all right. Just sing it proud, Chris, because we're going in Louisiana.
I mean, Chris,
you got no room to talk, buddy.
Chris, come on, Chris.
Living in this big blue world.
We got cuts of hue.
Yeah.
That was terrible, though.
I don't care. I don't care.
I know you don't. That's that's the best part about it. You don't care.
All the way down there, singing my heart out. I'll be right behind you. I'll be right behind you and Ike. Because you know what? You tell us.
I can tell you.
Tell your boy.
I can tell you right now. I can't come. Hey, that I can't come.
We'll drive by his house in Jersey.
We're picking him up.
I can't ride, man. I can tell you that right now. Ike is not riding.
Chris, what are you feeling this morning?
Guys, dude, there's so much going on here. It's unbelievable. The Eagles' defense is living up to its expectations, all right? Hugh's going to be baby-faced. The 2000 Ravens take is showing true. I mean, my God. I mean, Quinion is just – I mean, he totally ghosts an entire side of the field. Joe, I was sharing the same brain with you when I was kind of collecting my thoughts for what I was going to talk about today. I made a list of some of the all-time greatest running backs I've ever seen, and we share the same sentiment there. And, guys, I have a message to the Eagles fans, all right? All the Eagles fans out there, just sit back and soak in every minute of each game that we get to watch this Barkley play. Appreciate that you're watching one of the greatest players to ever play the game. He is that good. And, guys, this is the thing, and I have one last point here, and then, Hugh, I really am going to leave this with a question for you, and I sincerely want your responses. So what he does to defensive players is he takes their heart and soul every time they encounter him. Whether it's you see him stiff-arm a guy to the ground, he trucks somebody with a shoulder, he reverse hurdles people. I mean, my God. And then And then when they try to tackle him, they just get flat embarrassed. So, guys, what I want to leave you with on the way out is the question to you. Hugh, please share your sentiments with this. What does that do when you encounter that player? What does it do to your morale, and what does it do to the defense's morale? Guys, have a great Monday. Take care.
You got it, Chris. How about that?
Well, you it's funny that he asked me that because I'm having shades of Barry Sanders when he was running down the field and all I saw was the back of his jersey.
And you were 40 yards behind him.
40, respectfully. It's one of those things where you know you're he's at the point now where you know he's going to get his. You just want to try to minimize the damage. I think last night the Rams went into that game saying, hey, we're going to play physical. We know Saquon's probably going to get his, not to the level he got it last night. What, he had like 300 all-purpose yards or something crazy?
302,
like
yeah.
Good googly.
I mean, 300 yards in a game for one player. Think about all the great Eagles.
One man game.
Think about all the great skill players that have played here over the years, right, that have had moments or careers, whether it be Westbrook or Shady or, I mean, obviously some of the great receivers, T.O., A.J. No one's ever done that, Hugh. 300.
One man game. You know he's going to get his. But last night, it was something different. Like I said, you know, I always used to make a joke when I was playing. Everybody watching. Especially when you're the only game in town. And I used to always say in the locker room that young lady who, when you wrote her that letter, do you like me, yes or no? And she put no, she's watching that game. And she's wishing now that she would have stamped yes instead of no in that booth on that little letter.
You know what? Because Saquon's from here, that person may be listening right now. It's really hitting them.
No, it
that young
home.
Lady.
When you have games like that, you think about all those people in your past that looked at you and thought that you would amount to nothing.
You
and
really
be like,
are
look
petty.
At me now.
The young lady is the Giants
petty.
Here?
That could be.
No,
yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, and like this is, I used to say this on a Monday night game, Sunday night game, whatever. Remember that. That's what motivates you because there's somebody out there that didn't think he was going to amount to nothing in life.
And now look at him.
Look at me now. That was a look at me now game.
Well, it's kind of a look at me now game for all the Eagles. For Nick Sirianni,
who's
seven wins in a row since he shaved his head. For N'Kobe, for Jalen, for Saquon.
Who's the crazy one now, people?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Joe.
Who's the lunatic now?
I mean, still might be a lunatic, but he's got the team rolling.
He still could be that. But
he coached a good game last night.
Balling.
Really good.
They're balling,
They're
man.
Playing great. All right, 215-592-9490 for your phone calls. All show seven straight wins for your Eagles on the back of potential league MVP Saquon Barkley. We're loading up that bus eastbound and down.
Have mercy.
Yeah, you get ready. All right, all your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. Your calls, the Merrill Montage next. And we'll hear from Lane Johnson on what it's like to block for Saquon as Hugh goes through the mental gymnastics of a bus trip to Louisiana. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.